The following content is intended for people who are blind or Brent-impaired.
Engage.
You are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm Chris Skidmore, and this is Tech Tips. Tag, you're it. This month, we're talking with Jessica Hipp about the Way Around Tag, a new, innovative way you can identify all your stuff. Our conversation is next on this month's episode of Tech Tips. Way Around is an innovative new way to tag items you use on a daily basis. From kitchen items to clothing and everything in between, you can tag it and know exactly what it is. Today, we are talking with Jessica Hipp of Way Around about this fascinating new product for people who are blind or visually impaired. Hi, Jessica, and thank you for talking with us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, thank you very much for your time. It is much appreciated. Before we get into talking about Way Around, how about tell us a little bit about you and what brought you to the company?
Well, sure. So like a lot of people who are in this field of assistive technology, they either have vision loss themselves or are related, you know, or have someone close to them. And for me, it's my father who has vision loss, and it turns out that he is one of the founders of Way Around. So when Way Around was really just an idea, but he said, you know, I think I want to make this into something, he recruited me. And so I had another job. My background is in marketing and public relations, and he made a very convincing case of why I should come and work for Way Around and help grow it and build it. And so here I am.
Awesome. So you've definitely got a personal stake in this.
I do, very much so.
Well, what is the story behind Way Around? How did it get started?
Sure. So my father is Darwin Belt. He is an architect by training, and he has low vision currently, although when I was born, he was blind, and it was surgically corrected. So he has had all different types of vision loss throughout his adult life. And after he had retired from architecture, he met up with an old friend who they had gone to architectural school together and had a business together in their 20s, and then ended up going their separate ways. So he got together with Armand Fisher, who is our other co-founder, and it turned out not only did they have architecture in common, but they also had vision loss in common. Armand had lost about 95% of his eyesight in his mid-50s. A virus attacked his eyes, and it was over a very short time period. He went from sighted to having almost no usable vision. And so they were talking about their lives and, you know, life after retirement. So they ended up talking about what some of the difficult things with having low vision or sight loss. And Armand said, you know, the hardest thing for him was going into a public restroom because it was the one place his wife couldn't go with him. And they said, you know what, we're architects. People just need information about what to expect, you know, in an unknown place like a restroom or lots of other places. And architects know how to give all of the details and lots of information about spaces like that. So that's how Way Around was born. And they tried lots of different things, you know, some tactile, some, you know, they eventually decided on technology, and we have the Way Around app now. And even though today we're going to be talking a lot about our home and office product, which is, you know, used exactly for what you said, to tag things and label items, we are also working on labeling buildings and public spaces so that people can get information about all sorts of places.
Nice. Oh, I can't wait to hear about that. So what is Way Around and how does it work?
Way Around is a labeling system that works with your smartphone. That's kind of the 10,000 foot view, and it's a free app. We have an app both for Android and for iOS, and you need the app and you need a smartphone, and then you need what we call Way Tags, and those are the labels that you would put on your different things. So the Way Tags come as stickers, magnets, buttons, and clips. And they all work exactly the same in terms of how they work with the app and with your phone. You would just choose a magnet to label something different than you would choose a button for. So What you do with Way Around is first you get your way tag, and that's the only thing you have to buy. You can buy way tags from us. You can buy them from all sorts of distributors. So you get your way tag, you tag your item, just meaning you attach the way tag to the item, whether it's, you know, putting a button on a piece of clothing or sticking a magnet on the top of a can. And then everything else is done through your phone. So you, it's all text-based. So if you can write a text message, even using voice dictate, then you can get the information in Way Around. And you can keep it very simple, or you can add a whole lot of information. I'll talk more about that in a minute. But basically, you just put in the information, you know, a can of corn or my navy blue sweater. And then it's totally tactile. So when you're ready to put the information and attach it to the tag, you just tap your phone to that tag and it wirelessly transfers. So it's not using your camera. It's just a tap of the phone and there's the information. So it's really, really easy. It's easy to use. It's easy to get information in. It's easy to change the information, and it's easy to put a lot of information in.
We are talking with Jessica Hipp of Way Around Tags today, and you're listening to Tag Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. Jessica, one of the things I noticed about the tags is that you've designed them for both individuals and businesses. How does Way Around benefit businesses?
Let me first talk about individuals. And okay. Everything we do is account-based. So if you write a tag and you're labeling things at your house, I'm not going to be able to come over and read your way tags with my Way Around account. So okay. Everything is private. But businesses obviously want lots of people to be able to get information. And so it's a much more sophisticated technology and interface. It still works exactly the same with the tap of the phone to read and write. But the business would assign an administrator that would have read-write access to the tags so they could, you know, update, you know, events, calendar information, contact information, whatever they wanted to update, they would be able to do that. And then anyone who has a Way Around, even just the app, you don't even have to have an account. As long as you've downloaded that app, you would be able to read that information. So it's almost like another communication channel. If you think about signage in buildings, you know, whether it's saying, you know, room 306 and this is Dr. Robinson's office, or there's, you know, an event calendar, there's just so much visual information in the world, and Way Around makes that accessible for people with low vision, no vision, deaf blindness, and lots of other disabilities that the smartphone can assist with.
Does Way Around require an internet connection to work?
It depends. So when you're labeling things at home, you do not need to have an internet connection at all. You can read your way tags. You can write your way tags. The one time you do need an internet connection is for the backup. It happens automatically whenever you're connected either to Wi-Fi or to cell data. But if you do want to make sure all of your information is backed up to what we call the Way Cloud, so it's our cloud-based database. And that's just so if you ever get a new device, all you need to do is download the Way Around app, log into your account, and you'll be able to access all of that information. So the Way Around information is also saved to your phone, which is why you can use it without the internet. So if you're out in the middle of nowhere or you just don't want to use your data or something, you do not have to have an internet connection to use Way Around at your home. Now for businesses, and again, that is, it's a pilot program right now. So we have only a few places that are really using this, but if you are nearby someplace and you want to try it out, you do need an internet connection the first time you go in and scan a tag in that business. But then it will download all of the information associated with that business. So if you happen to go, you know, way in the back of a building and there's kind of a dead zone, as long as you've already scanned a tag kind of near the front door, you should be good to go.
Okay, awesome. I know you've been talking about how Way Around works with phones, and this is something that just kind of popped into my head. Is it possible to use Way Around with a tablet?
It is. So most tablets don't have the technology. It's called NFC, which stands for near field communication. And that was basically set up initially as a payment system. So if you've ever used Apple Pay or Android Pay, it's the very same tapping technology. And it's not in most tablets simply because people don't usually take their tablets around to retail stores and, you know, tap it against the little thing on the checkout counter. It would be a little big and bulky. But we have a device called the Waylink, and it is something that you can scan with. It's about the size of a credit card. It's very lightweight. It fits right in the palm of your hand. So you still need some sort of a smart device, whether it's your phone or your tablet. You scan with that Waylink, and it sends all of the information to your device via Bluetooth. So a lot of people, especially if they use Way Around in their kitchen, they might have their tablet, you know, docked somewhere on their kitchen counter, and they can just take the Waylink and scan. And as long as you have a setup to where you can hear it, then you'll be able to go all the way across the room and hear all the information that you're scanning with that Waylink.
Okay. Moving on to the next question. What is the setup process like?
So it's really easy. If you're using Way Around at home, the first thing you want to do is figure out what kind of Way tags you want. And I always, people get really excited, all the different things you can tag, and I would encourage you to start small. You know, pick one area, whether it's clothing or craft supplies or your garden, whatever it is that you're wanting to label and tag. Start there, figure out what kind of Way tag will work best. We have a ton of great resources on our blog, and you can always ask us if you need a recommendation. And then while you're waiting for those Way tags to come to you in the mail, go ahead and download the Way Around app. It's called Way Around Tag and Scan. It's totally free. And then you want to create an account. And all you need is an email address and a password, and that will be your account. And the reason, again, that that is just so we can back everything up and everything is private to your account. And then you can also explore the settings. We have a lot of different settings for, you know, low vision. If you don't use VoiceOver or TalkBack, but you want the Way Around app to talk to you, we have some settings that you can adjust that. So there's all sorts of things you can do. And then once your tags come in, the first thing you want to do is attach the tag to the thing you're labeling. And then you just open up the app. And there will be a read button if you're using iOS and, a create button. So you hit the create button and then it brings up a text box. It looks a lot like a text message field and you can just put in whatever information it is. It can be very simple. Some people get very, very detailed. If you're a details person, you will love Way Around. And then once you have the information in, you tap write, which is the button at the bottom of the screen. And then you just touch your phone to that Way tag, and that's it. It is just really, really simple.
Does it require any kind of sighted assistance?
So you do need to know what it is you're labeling. And people, you know, some people have enough usable vision that they can make it out, but they just want it to be easier. Other people will have a sighted friend or family member, and they make a labeling project. Other people use services like Be My Eyes or Aira or even Seeing AI in order to label it. But once you do label something with a Way tag, it is permanently accessible forever. So it's the last time you're ever going to need sighted assistance to identify that thing.
What about for the app?
No, the app is really optimized to work with all of the different accessibility settings, whether you have larger font, inverted colors. We do a lot of testing with both VoiceOver and TalkBack. And then it also works with a refreshable Braille display. So a number of our users are deafblind. In some ways, we've done so much optimization for the screen reader that there's certain things that I think are nicer if you're using a screen reader versus, you know, just using it without the screen reader.
Cool. So you have kind of touched on this a little bit. What is some of the information that can be associated with the tag? Is that pretty much up to the user?
It is totally up to the user. You can put in, you know, free form descriptions. We also have, once you enter that identification information in the description field, which is kind of what I've been describing, you can add more details, and we have a number of what we call detail templates, and these are basically just categories like clothing or cleaning supplies. And there's similar things that you might want to know. So for clothing, we have pick lists, drop downs for things like the washing instructions, drying instructions, you know, do not bleach, that type of thing. So if you want to add some of those types of details, you can. And then you can also add your own details. And again, you can add pretty much any type of field that your phone has. So a date, a time stamp, you can add an email address, a URL. The URLs are great if you have anything that you regularly order off the internet. You can just put a link directly to that order page so that once you're running low, you can click that URL and reorder. You'll be right there. So you can get really creative with how you use WayAround and the types of information that you can put on it.
Let's say I put a whole bunch of information on the label. When I go to scan that tag, is it possible to have it just say what the item is and not give me all that other information unless I ask for it?
So if you're using a screen reader, the thing that it will read automatically when you scan is whatever's in that description field. So I encourage people, you know, to really think carefully about what you put in the description field. Put enough information that you can fully identify something, but don't put extra information that you don't necessarily need to know. So when you scan a WayTag with your phone, it's going to read that description field, or if you're not using a screen reader, it will just present that information up at the top of the screen. And then if you're a screen reader user, you can swipe to hear that additional information if you want to.
Sounds good. You had mentioned earlier that you have lots of different tags for lots of different things. Are the tags reusable?
They are reusable. You can either edit the information that's on them. Most of the tags, you can take them off and put them on a different item. So a magnet, you know, if you're using cans of food, the magnets are great because, you know, once you use that can, you can just put the magnet on a new can. So the one caveat that I like to give is the stickers have a very sticky adhesive and it does not peel off easily. So for the stickers, you really want to put it on something that you're planning to leave it there. And then but some people get creative and put the sticker on, say, an index card, and then they can move the index card, you know, from item to item.
So let's talk about all the different types of tags you have.
Sure. So, like I said, we have the stickers, magnets, buttons, and clips. I'll start with the buttons. We have two different styles. They're both a hard black plastic, completely waterproof. You can put them in the washer, the dryer, the dry cleaner. And they work fine. So the only difference is how they're attached. The two-hole button you would sew in. It looks a lot like a regular old button. And so if you're someone who likes to sew, that is a great option. It's a little bit smaller, about the size of a nickel. And because you can sew it into a garment, it's pretty low profile. We also have the oval hole button, which is about the size of a quarter, so just slightly bigger. And it has an oval hole cut right out of the middle, so you can use a safety pin to attach it. And that is a very popular option. And the other great thing about the oval hole button is you can use it with a rubber band or a silicone band or even a hair elastic. Just loop it through and make a slip knot, and then you can attach it to so many different items. In fact, the oval hole button is very popular in the freezer. Use a silicone band if you're going to use it in the freezer because it won't snap, and they're also food grade, so you can throw it in the dishwasher if it ever gets a little bit dirty. And don't think button equals clothing because you can do so much more with those buttons.
Okay.
So the stickers, we also have two different kinds, square and round. The round is about the size of a quarter. The square one's about the size of a postage stamp. And you can use the two different shapes as a tactile differentiator. They both have a vinyl coating, so you can wipe them clean. If you have reusable food containers, you can just put a sticker right on the top and then, you know, label what your leftovers are. Again, the adhesive is really sticky, so you want to plan to put it on and leave it on. The other thing is anything that's square and way around goes with metal. So the technology, NFC, uses radio waves, and metal makes radio waves bounce around in a funny way. So all of the square way tags have a barrier layer, so they're a little bit thicker, but it makes sure that the metal won't interfere. You can also use the square way tags on glass or plastic or anything, but if you have something metal, even something like an appliance that might be metal underneath with a plastic covering, you want to make sure that you're using the square way tag. Okay. So again, the two stickers, round and square. And then there's a magnet. It only comes in square because magnets always go on metal. And again, it's about the size of a postage stamp. It's great for the tops of canned food. Some people even will put it on their fridge and use it almost like an electronic sticky note. And then the last types of tags are what we call the weight clip. And these are big plastic paper clips, about 2 inches tall by 1 inch wide. And the top third is where the technology is, where you would scan. And then the bottom two thirds, it has two tabs. One points down from the center and the other points up from the bottom. So you can use it on things like paper, thin cardboard, granola bar boxes, cereal boxes, that type of thing. They're also very popular with gardeners. You can even stick it right down in the soil in more temperate climates. You could leave it out all year round. And then you can also use those with a hair elastic or a rubber band if you would rather have your cans of food labeled to where the weigh tag is on the side rather than the top. Then the weigh clip is a great way to go.
You mentioned earlier that the tags could be ran through the washing machine. Are they also dishwasher safe?
So the buttons are the most, they are completely waterproof. You could, you know, throw them at the bottom of the swimming pool and leave them for 6 months and they would be fine. So I do want to have that caveat that the buttons are only, they're the ones that are waterproof. Everything else is water resistant. So the stickers, if you have the sticker on and put it through the dishwasher, that would be perfectly fine. I wouldn't recommend submerging it in water for a long time. If you have something gross and need to soak it, you might want to just protect the weigh tag, but they're very, water does not hurt them.
We are talking with Jessica Hipp today of Weigh Around Tags, and you're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. And we've talked about the tags, and you've also already talked about the app and answered a lot of the questions I had about the app. One question I do have about the app and supported devices is what devices are supported for the app and the system?
Sure. So the app works for both iOS and Android, and any device that runs one of those systems will work with Weigh Around. And the other thing that you need to know about your device is, does it have the NFC reader? So in order to read the tags, it's that near field communication reader.
For people who don't know what NFC is, what is it?
If you've ever used Apple Pay or Android Pay, where you just tap your phone against the thing at the checkout, it's the very same thing. So it's a wireless communication, and we use it. Our labels have the technology, and when you touch your phone, it transfers the information either to read or write.
And do you happen to know what the range for NFC is?
It's close. So NFC is near field. It's about an inch.
Oh,
so
okay.
if you know the more technical world, it's a subset of RFID, and RFID can be read from, you know, lots of different ranges. And so NFC is very close range. And the advantage of that for Weigh Around is if you've tagged your entire pantry or your entire closet, you might have a lot of weigh tags right next to each other. And because you have to get within an inch, you're going to know exactly which item you're scanning. It's not going to, you know, read one that's a couple of, you know, items over.
Okay. Sort of getting back to the app a little bit, what kind of support do you guys offer for the app?
So we are a very tight-knit team, and if you email us or contact us, there's a good chance you're going to end up in my inbox. You can always email connect@wayaround.com. And we will get right back to you. People don't tend to have a lot of problems, but, you know, if you do have a problem, every once in a while, somebody will say, my tag stopped scanning, or, you know, this happened. And so far, we've got 100% success rate of fixing all of those. So
nice.
Because everything's backed up, it's a really reliable system, and we back up our backups. So your data is very safe.
Awesome. So earlier, you mentioned Waylink. Could you give us just a little bit more about Waylink, you know, what it is and how it works?
Yeah, so the Waylink is a scanner, and that's all it does. For people who have a lot of weigh tags, or maybe you have a messy environment like a kitchen, we have some people, we have an automotive mechanic who uses Weigh Around, a cattle rancher, and they don't necessarily want to have their very expensive device, you know, tapping all these tags. So the Waylink is a really great option. It is about the size of a credit card. It's really lightweight. In fact, our co-founder, Armand, also has Parkinson's disease in addition to being blind. And he, because the Parkinson's has progressed, he struggles with the weight of the phone and scanning tags. But with the Waylink, he's able to do it very easily. So there are some people who really prefer the Waylink just because they like the Waylink. They like the flexibility of it. You do still need that device. And then the Waylink will send all of the information to your device and it will display, or you can hear it if you have some sort of a Bluetooth setup.
That sounds really great. And, you know, when you talk about people who live in a messy environment, and, you know, I'll be the first to admit I am a messy environment. So, you know, something like that would come in perfect for me. How can someone purchase the Wayround tags, and what kind of options are available?
So you can purchase the Wayround tags from our website, which is wayaround.com. We also work with a lot of distributors, AT guys. We work with some low vision centers, some of the bigger catalogs like Independent Living Aids, Maxi Aids. So there's lots of different people who sell Wayaround. In terms of the different kinds of options, all of the tags that I've described earlier are available in packs of 25. So you can buy a 25 pack of the oval hole buttons or a 25 pack of round stickers. All of the 25 packs are $25 to $35, and you can buy one pack at a time. You can mix and match. You can buy a pack of magnets and a pack of clips. It, you know, it doesn't really matter for us, and there's no limit to how many way tags you can have. And then we do have a couple of variety packs. The sampler pack, you get one of each type of tag, so seven total tags for $12.99. So it's a pretty inexpensive way to just try it out, see if it's a system that you like. And then we also have a starter pack, which has 60 tags, 5 to 10 of each of the different styles of tags. So you get 60 tags, and it is $69.99. So it's another really good value for just trying out Wayaround and being able to have a variety of tags. We have some other variety packs. We have a kitchen starter pack that has 200 tags. We have a laundry starter pack that includes a blind-friendly sewing kit. So if that's something you'd like to try, we have, it's a self-threading needle thread. We have a cork that you can just stick the needle in while you're threading it, and then off you go. You can sew in your way tags. So we have lots of different options on our website, and most of our distributors carry most of those products. But if you can't find something through a distributor, definitely get in touch with us, and we'll be happy to help you out.
And just one more time, what was that website address?
It is wayaround.com.
And how do people find the app?
So you can go either to the Google Play Store if you have an Android, or to the Apple App Store. And if you can search for Wayaround, the app is called Wayaround Tag and Scan. And once you find it, you just download it. It's entirely free, so you might need your password if you have that setting through the App Store or something. But once you find that app, you can download it, and then you should be good to go. And I should mention, we also have a YouTube channel that has just a ton of great resources, both how to use the app, how to use Wayaround, and we've also partnered with a blind OT who's out of New Orleans. And she's done a lot of topical videos with, you know, combining other good organizational strategies and techniques and using Wayaround and how you can layer your systems to really get the most of all of them. So lots of great information there.
Awesome. I am going to thank you profusely for your time and appreciate you talking with me today.
Thank you so much, Chris. It's really been a pleasure.
We've run out of time for this month's episode of Tech Tips. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Chris Skidmore, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Tech Tips is available online at ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.